Moshe, we're going to continue the rest of Daf Mem Aleph, finishing up from Mem Aleph from a base 41b to the top of Mem Beis. We're picking up Emir Tzashem from the Tan Rabbanon, which is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 lines up from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, Kama Chutin Hu Nosing. So the Shaila now becomes, we're going to see an interesting machlokas b'sham b'esilo, about how many strings does one place through the hole of the corner of the beged. B'shamay omrim arbo, b'shamay says four, u'b'esilo omrim shlosha, b'esilo says three. The kamo tehim mishulashas. So now we'll say what this means is, how far down do the tzitzis have to extend down? In other words, we've already spoken about the idea that tzitzis are made up of two parts. There's the gdil and the psil. The gdil is the braided part. The psil is the string part. So how far does the string part have to extend down? Beishamei omrim arbo. Beishamei says four finger breaths. Beishilo omrim shalosh. Beishilo holds three finger breaths. Beishalosh beishilo omrim achos me'arbo betefach shal kol adam. And Beishilo says that it has to hang down three finger breaths. So each of those finger breaths, the measurement of that, he says, the Gemara says, achos mi'arba tefach shel adam, one quarter of the hand breadth of a regular person. Amar HaPapa, so HaPapa goes ahead and adds to this, tefach d'oraisa. So what is a tefach? Right, so now that we just said that according to Beis Hillel, each of the finger breaths is a quarter of a tefach of a regular person. So what is a tefach? So tefach d'oraisa arba begudel. So it says the Gemara, if you're dealing with a tefach d'oraisa, biblical tefach, so that's four finger breaths with one of those fingers being the thumb. Shis biktano, chamesh bitilsa. So using this logic again, when we give a shir midarais of six finger breaths, so that ultimately is six fingers with one of them being the small finger, chamish betilsa. And when it's five finger breaths, the Gemara says that includes as five fingers, with one of those fingers either being the index finger or the third finger, the middle finger. So Amrav Huna, arba besoch arba umishuleshes arba. So Rav Huna said that in reality, tzitzis should be four threads. Actually, in this context, it's four folded threads. And ultimately, again, the tzitzis have to be placed within four finger breaths of the edge of the beged and hang down four finger breaths. Rabbi Yehuda says, shalosh besoch shalosh mishulashes shalosh. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He holds tzitzis is made of three threads that are put through and folded. They have to be within three finger breaths of the end of the beged, and they should hang down three finger breaths. Says Rabbi Papa Hilchasa, arba besoch shalosh mishulashes arba. The halacha is, tzitzis is made from four folded threads. The tzitzis have to be placed within three finger breaths of the edge of the beged, and they should hang down four finger breaths as well. Remember this, Lucia. Sure, are you telling me then, coming to tell me that tzitzis has a shear? Now, we'll define if we're talking about a maximum or a minimum shear in just a moment, but you tell me that tzitzis has a shear. Or minu, tzitzis, ein tzitzis ela yotze. Vein tzitzis ela mashu. So it says Gemara, what does tzitzis mean? So tzitzis means a fringe, a corner. So tzitzis means just like something simple that extends, like a fringe, right? Or tzitzis means it only has to protrude for a little bit in order to satisfy that identity as tzitzis. So it sounds like over here that tzitzis doesn't have a shear. Ukvar alu ziknei be shamai, vizikne be sala liyas yochanan ben meseir of amru. And furthermore, again, the Gemara says that the elders of Shammai, right, Zikne Beis Hillel, went up to the attic of Yochanan ben Beseira, and they conversed regarding this particular topic, and they came out with the following conclusion. Tzitzis ain lo shir. Tzitzis has no shir. Kiyotze bo, similarly, which means that any amount of string that hangs down is going to be enough. Similarly, kiyotze bo, lulav in bashir. There's also no shear for lulav. Amazing. It's important. Halacha l'maisa. No shear for lulav. Someone says, 1 second. What does that mean? My love ain't no shear. Are you telling me then that tzitzis has no shear at all? In other words, so going back to what we said, really all I need is a little bit of string to extend down. And shalom al Yisrael. Then everything is good. I don't need anything more than that. Could that be what it actually means? To which the Gemara says, lo. That's in fact not what it means. Top of Membeis Amud Aleph. Ein l'shir l'mayla, aval yesh l'shir l'mato. The Gemara says what it means is, tzitzis has no ceiling. there's no maximum shear, but there is certainly going to be a minimum shear. That, by the way, goes back to the sugya we just saw before about hanging down the four finger breaths, at least according to Beis Hillel. So you have to say that when we say that tzitzis doesn't have a shear, what it means to say it has no maximum shear, but it certainly has a minimum shear. Because if you don't say this, when the Gemara says that lulav doesn't have a shear, are you telling me then, tell me that that means that lulav doesn't have a shear at all? That can't be, and I'll tell you why. Vatna, we learned, lulav sheyesh bo shalosh tfachim kedei lena'anea bo kosher. A lulav that has a minimum length of three tfachim, which is enough for na'anuam, enough to shake it, is kosher. So what do you see from here? You see that lulav does have a minimum shear. Therefore, it must be when the Braisa said that lulav doesn't have a shear, it meant that lulav doesn't have a maximum shear, but lulav certainly has a minimum shear. Hachanami eino shear lamalo, aval yesh lo shear lamato. So Tufir says the Gemara, when we say that tzitzis has no shear, it means tzitzis has no shear lamalo. There is no maximum shear for tzitzis, but there is certainly a minimum shear for tzitzis. And that is indeed how we pass halacha lemaisa. There's no maximum shear for tzitzis, but lemaisa, the four finger breaths hanging down, is the minimum shear for tzitzis. We'll stop over here for today. We will, l'miras Hashem, pick up at the Tanur Rabbanon towards the top. We'll be picking up in l'miras Hashem 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down from the top on Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.